Thanks for listening to RadioSaintPete.com today. I'm Joe Bordeaux. Once a week, we take time out to observe the good works of a local nonprofit organization. And this week's feature is 211 Tampa Bay, 211 Tampa Bay Cares. It is a 24-hour phone service where people can simply pick up the phone and dial 211 and get connected to critical health and human service information. Mickey Thompson, the executive director of 211 Tampa Bay, tells us why people call 211.
Maybe somebody's needing counseling assistance or financial assistance. Maybe somebody just lost a job and is maybe struggling to make ends meet. Maybe their children are needing some, you know, after-school care or a mentor for their family as well. Really any health and human service-related issue, people can give us a call.
All right. And so it is a call center. Somebody just simply picks up the phone and dials 211?
Yes, and it's available on any phone, whether it's a, you know, a landline in your house or if it's a cell phone or if you're using a cable internet provider for your phone bill, phone service, you can also get connected to 211 that way.
Wow. Now, you yourself are a nonprofit organization, isn't that right?
Yes. 211 Tampa Bay Cares is a nonprofit organization. It was actually established in 1996. However, the helpline, which is the basis for 211, actually started in the 1970s. So really, the program's a little bit older than the agency. We originally were part of Family Resources, which is an excellent organization, and in about 2000, they spun the helpline off into its own organization, and we joined with another organization called Pinellas Cares at the time. But we are now an independent nonprofit organization.
Wow. Well, tell me about the people answering the phones. Where do they come
from? We have a mixture of paid staff who answer the phones. Like I said, 24 hours a day. And we also have volunteers who also go through training and help answer our phones as well.
Mm-hmm. What would be some examples of typical calls coming in to the service?
Well, we do get a lot of financial assistance calls for folks who are struggling to make ends meet. Like I said, either due to a loss of a job or maybe a health care crisis. That now they have a large health care bills that they're unable to just make ends meet, or of a marital situation, you know, ending, and maybe now it's a single parent and you're maintaining a household. We have sometimes also grandparents who are raising their grandchildren in their home. That's kind of a, you know, unexpected. You don't know you're all of a sudden you have a couple of grandchildren with you and your water bill now is up, your food bill is up, your electric bill is up. So we do get a lot of those type of calls. But we are also a crisis hotline. So we do handle a lot of suicide prevention calls. We're also a rape crisis hotline for Pinellas County and the child care resource and referral hotline. So folks need child care, we're also that main number for folks to call.
Well, roughly how many calls would you get in a day?
In a day, I'd have to think off the top of my head. I know in a year we handle about 100,000 calls a year.
Yeah.
It depends on the day. Usually Mondays are our highest volume day with our longer wait times for people. So we do let people know. I know everyone wakes up and, you know, says, Monday I'm going to get all that done and get that information and call in. But they truly can call any time on the weekend if they think of it. They're going to have less of a wait time.
Well, where are you located, and how would people find you if they were considering being a volunteer?
Well, we actually have several volunteer opportunities. One, in our call center. We're also looking for folks who maybe are interested in maybe journalism as a career or like writing stories. We are looking for some folks to help us with some marketing and getting the word out to the community. So we need some volunteers there, too. They can actually give us a call. They can call our volunteer coordinator, Jerry Costello. Her phone number is 727-210-4209. Or you can go to our website, 211tampabay.org, and you can. There's a button on how you can help. Mm-hmm. There's a whole section of you can sign up online to be a volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the financial aspect. All nonprofits need to collect money, and what kind of size total contribution for the year do you need? This must be a pretty big operation.
Well, our annual budget is about $1.8 million a year. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, folks, they need to remember our phone bill is very large, obviously, since we are a contact center.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of our expense is for our organization and, of course, staff to help answer the lines 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So we are looking to diversify some of our funding. A lot of it is we're funded by Pinellas County Government, the Juvenile Welfare Board, United Way, City of St. Petersburg, Pinellas Community Foundation, mm-hmm. as well as donations from individuals, of which folks can go on our website, and if they want to help us change more lives, one call at a time, they can go on our website and donate online.
Right. Well, it is a wonderful idea and a wonderful service, and again, let's summarize for the folks, where can they find out more information about this wonderful 211 helpline?
They can give a call to either Jerry if they want to volunteer, which is 210-4209. The great way to do is also go to our website, 211tampabay.org, to find out more about us as an organization. And if you're just needing help and need to know where to turn, what services are available in the community, you can just dial 211 on your phone, again, free of charge for folks. To call, and we can direct them to where they're going to be able to get their need met the most.
Terrific. Mickey Thompson, Executive Director of 211 Tampa Bay, thank you for being with us here on RadioSaintPete.com.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux.